Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to this week's segment of Live Without Limits. Today's show is creating the perfect job for yourself in a down economy. And the reason we're covering this topic today is because in today's workplace, the job market has totally changed and we have to be creative if we want to work today. Going out and looking for the tried and true job by going to the Department of Labor, or even looking in the newspaper under the classified, or even just posting your resume to Monster.com or Jobs.com and waiting for someone to call you or sending out resumes is not going to get you the job. You have to be different. You have to be unique, and you have to come across as being unique. So therefore, think of the things that you can do that can really help you put yourself back into the job market, and how you can take the skills that you were doing in one job and do it in a totally different field. So what are some of the things that you can do, and how can you really make things work for you in a way to really help you put yourself in the job market today? And how can you think of the ways that can help you sustain a job and make it a career for yourself in the job market today? And these are some of the things that we're going to be discussing. Think about how actors have held on to jobs and work. Because remember, you don't have, when you look at the total acting field and everyone who is in acting today, 80% of them are unemployed. Only 0.1% of actors really make the millions of dollars that you hear about. And those are the ones that you hear about all the time. But recently, Gary Coleman died, and the circumstances under which he died and the ensuing atmosphere surrounding it has become a circus. But think about it. He was in a TV show for a number of years. He still got residuals off of it. But his acting career had long waned. In fact, he had to sustain himself by going out and getting jobs and competing against ordinary people in the workplace. For many people that are actors, this is what they do, even athletes. How many actually make the millions and millions of dollars? Now, you have sports medicine that has taken and been able to reconstruct tendons and things to extend careers, because if they hadn't, how many athletes that started out as athletes would have lasted as long as they did, and how many of them would be making the millions and millions of dollars that they make today? So what are some of the things that you can do that can really help put you back into the job market as you see it and as you want to be in the job market? And I was talking about actors. Think about it. Many of them start out in front of the cameras. They get shows that are long running. And then when that show is gone, they don't have, or it's a while before they're able to get into another show where they're in front of the camera. So what do many do? They go behind the camera. They learn how to expand and take the skills they have and apply it in different areas of that field so that it sustains a career for them. So these are some of the things you have to look at, is what are your skills? How do you take those skills and how do you put them into making an income for yourself? And think about some of the things that you can really do for yourself that can really put you into that next avenue of where you want to be in the workplace. And here are some things that we're going to do. Think about it. Write out a job description for yourself. What and how do you see yourself doing and working a job? And think about how you are going to secure clients for yourself in that job market. Because today, you shouldn't be out there looking for a job in the old tried and true ways that you did years ago. You need to think of some things that you can do that are going to make you unique and make you stand out. Research the company. Find out what their problem is and figure out how you can approach them and tell them how you can help them solve that problem. They may not be able to pay you the salary you want, but you may find three or four or five different companies who could use your services in the area that you're working in, and then take that and combine it all so that you're making the salary that you want. You need to learn to be creative. You need to learn to think outside the box. Because doing the same tried and true ways of doing things is not going to get you what you really want, which is gainful employment. And I'm going to go back and tell you some stories that may help you think of ways that you can learn to think outside the box and how you can take and transform a career in one area and move it into another area and understand how today you have to keep changing. You cannot look at it as something where you're going to do and stay with the same company. If you look back over the past 100 years, when the Europeans first came to this country, they didn't always have the big business as you see it today, but they had small businesses. They had things where in Europe they would go from home to home selling their wares and their products. So when they came to this country, their typical way of doing things was to go and take their wares, put it on push carts, and stand on street corners and sell their items. I remember my father talking about how my grandfather in Savannah used to go and sell vegetables off of the push cart. That was the avenue upon which they worked. And that was the early part of the 20th century. And then their children, which were the first generation born in this country, they went out, and that was the time when the corporations started to grow. So many of them went to work for the corporation. They figured out how to work with the company, to build up their resume, to move up the ladder into management level positions. Then after 25 years, they got their retirement party with their retirement package and Social Security, and they were supposedly going to live comfortably. And that generation is the generation that is a mature generation today. These are the ones that are getting up there in age. But they're also that era that you only are finding few and far between. This was the era when people understood, and they really, at that time, it was a simpler time. And cost of living was much lower than it is today. And they learned because they went through the era of the crash of 1929 to be more frugal. But the problem is they also wanted their children to live a better life. So what they were doing was, in essence, teaching their children to not value the dollar and learn to spend it more, because they were given them more and they were willing to give them the cars at a younger age and give them the ability to be more mobile. So this was an era where things were changing, and supposedly for the better, but was it really for the better? Because that generation, when they entered the workforce, they entered the workforce still working for the corporation, expecting to live and die with the corporation, basically the way their parents lived. And they expected to be able to do for their children what their parents were able to do for them, and also to expand it and give them even more. Well, the baby boomer generation were the children of the parents who fought in World War II, because many of them, when they came back from the war, that was the baby boom era. That was when they, instead of it being 1.9 or 2 children, it exploded to where it was 2.5, 3.5, so they had large families. And many of the Europeans, when they came over, had large families because the families were expected to help out in the home. The children were expected to help out in the home. They were expected to go to work and bring the money back to the home. It was a simpler time. It was more of the conservative era. But these were things, this was the way of life that people knew and the way they expected things to be done even today. So as you can see, things do change slowly, but they do change. And remember, when the baby boomer generation, after 10 or 15 years, when the corporations decided they wanted to cut back, when many of them were merging, they had multiple jobs. So what they were doing is they had to weed it out and cut things back. This was also a time when, because of the unions and the unions demanding higher and higher prices for their employees, they started out pricing the job market. And then in the 1960s, what happened? You had Kennedy in office, and he allowed manufacturing to move overseas. So initially it started out with 5% of the manufacturing being done overseas. Since 2009, 95% of manufacturing is being done overseas. And part of this has happened because of the union and companies wanting to still keep that margin of income for themselves. You see, what you also see is a lot of greed going on at this time. You're finding that a lot of people who or corporate presidents or lawyers, they're all being found out for running schemes of embezzling money, and they're all going to jail today because they got greedy. And when you get greedy, what happens? You make mistakes. So how can you do things in a way that can really help put you into an era where you are going to be consistent and you can have a good lifestyle for yourself? So, remember, what happened when the baby boomers started losing their jobs? Many of those came from the computer age. They came from IBM. They came from AT&T. They came from various corporations. But many of them had been in upper management and middle management positions. So what they did was they just went out and they started their own business. Now, for some of them, that was a great way to go, and that was also the era when you started seeing more multi-level marketing or network marketing companies boom. And that being because you could be in business for yourself, but you are not alone in business. For instance, what was happening. Someone recruited you into a network marketing business. Now, remember, at one time, you had insurance like A.L. Williams, which is now called Ameriplan. And what they do is, what they were doing was insurance originally was sold by whole insurance and then a life insurance. So now what they're doing is they're selling it more of as you go and as you need services. And it's not as high. And it's also a better way to go when you look at different things and what you want to do with insurance today. But that was just one avenue. What about health? There was a lot of healthcare products. And the reason these companies started doing it by network marketing rather than selling or hiring people to go out and do sales is because it allowed them to not have to do the marketing that they were doing through the high-priced media such as television and newspapers. And this allowed them that word-of-mouth advertising. If I'm using a product and I really love the product and I think I have a friend who could really use it and I tell them about it and they purchase it, then I earn a percentage off of that. So that gives me an income and allows me to create another avenue because today you need to look at multiple streams of income as a way of earning an income today because you can't look at it from one source because what may make you money today may not be your source of income tomorrow. Because individuals need change. And even though it has to be a product that's a consumable that people will want to buy again, remember, and you also want it to be a company where you don't have to carry a lot of stock, a lot of stock in your home, because when it was Amway, when it was Herbalife, the biggest thing that they encouraged people to do was this, that you buy in quantity and then you sell to your friends for retail after you've bought it at wholesale, and that's where your profit comes in. But guess what? If you have to carry a lot of stock, then you have to have a room where you can put all the stock. So you also have to be able to deliver it, and you have to be able to figure out how you're going to get it in people's hands. So think about things that you can do that can really help you to create other avenues of income for yourself. And think about some of the things that you can do that can really put you at the next level of where you want to be. And also, remember, because of the internet today, you can look for great things that you can do that can really promote your business. And here's another thing to think about. Okay, now, the baby boomer generation was the first generation when they lost the job with the corporation. They started looking at starting their own business. Well, many of them, because they had management-level positions, they kind of knew what to do and how to manage their own time and how to manage their skills and where to go. But Generation X, Generation Y, they've never had the opportunity to learn by working in a corporation, even though the schools are telling you to go out and look for those corporate jobs, guess what's happening? All you have to do is watch the news and hear what they're saying about where the jobs are in the job market. And what is that doing to help you expand and put yourself into another avenue of what you want to do for yourself and create an opportunity in the workplace? Because the millennials which is the generation that was born in the 1980s, they grew up using the technology that we use today in business. So they're understanding how to take and go into that next level of having their own business. And many of them, because they're understanding what's happening, they are really taking advantage of people who don't know how to research and get into the new workplace. And I have a story to tell about that. I was watching an info commercial that I happened to fall upon on the TV one morning on a Sunday. And on this particular show, he was talking about how he had helped many people, how he had taken a business and built it up into $1,000 a week or $1 million business in a year. So instead of just offering affiliate programs and having other people work with him to sell his product and his service, what he did was he created a model where what he was going to do was go around the country, hire someone to be the presenter, and tell the people who attended these presentations how he had gone out and made $1 million and how he could help you do the same. And he had even taken samples of showing people what to do, but it was not telling you specifically what he did. It was to entice you to come to his presentation. So I went to his presentation simply to figure out and learn what it was that he was doing. And this is what I found out, that the story that he was giving was that his father had worked for WorldCom, but it was originally MCI. It was telecommunications. And his father had worked with the company, and then when the company went bankrupt, they had lost everything. And at the time, this student was in college. So what he did was he went on the internet, he researched what was it that people were looking for and buying the most on the internet. And he found out that people were applying for credit cards. So what he did was he contacted the credit card companies, set up a program with them where he would help them market the credit card, and then he would be paid a percentage off of each credit card that people applied for and they were actually approved for. And then what he did was he learned how to use Google AdSense and how to build up keyword advertising. And he used pay per click, whereas if they clicked, anyone who would key in certain keywords, then that website would come up. So then what would happen is people would apply through his site. And that's how he built it up to $1 million business. Well, instead of just hiring people to pay as an affiliate to help him market his service, what he did was he got together, put $250,000 together to advertise and put together a promo, such as the info commercial that I saw on the news. Then he hired someone to go out and do the presentation and put together PowerPoints of checks that he had coming in. And then he set up and he would go into a city and he would work different hotels for at least 4 days doing two-hour presentations, figuring that at least 50 people would go in there, and he would, and what he made it sound like was he invented the wheel. Well, guess what? He did not invent the wheel. He took a system that was already out there that anyone could use and perfect it and increase their income. And you can sell anything using the same system. It didn't have to be his product. But what he was doing was, in this two-hour presentation, he was telling people how he was going to help them make $1 million a year. And he was going to do this by selling his program to each individual for $4,495. Well, guess what? He got at least two people in each presentation that actually bought it. And he had others that were interested in it but didn't have the money to buy it. And I happened to be at the presentation, and because I had taken a program put on by Stores Online that teaches you how to do cash flow on the internet, I understood what he did and how he did it. And what he was trying to do was that instead of helping other people, he was still selling and marketing the credit cards and making money selling and marketing the credit cards, but he was also making money by selling these packages to people who didn't want to learn how to research it and build a business for themselves using the internet, and thought that just by purchasing his program, that would make them $1 million a year. Guess what? That may have made them $1 million a year, but the more and more that the packages that he sold, what he was doing was creating more and more competition. So guess what? You were not going to be the one making $1 million a year. So maybe instead of doing something like that, that what you might need to do is think of what it is. Go out and research on the internet and figure out what product it is that you want to sell that you would be using anyway, and then build a business around it using that same model. And while you're doing that, you can go out and you can help someone else who already has a website to go out and sell their product and earn commissions helping them sell their products. So there's many ways that you can earn an income even in a down economy, but you have to think of ways that you can turn around and create that opportunity for yourself. You can't expect that someone is going to come along that's going to be able to give you the perfect job and pay you the salary that you want to make. So you have to be creative and think of ways that you can build a successful business for yourself in today's marketplace. Now, on the second half hour, we're going to discuss some further issues on how to create the perfect job for yourself. And I want to take a short break here, and I will be back. And I also want to remind you, you can go to my website, and my website is onepersonalcareercoach.com. Again, that is the number onepersonalcareercoach.com. And if you need help putting together a business model and figuring out how to build a successful business for yourself, then we can help you. And I will be back in another minute. after this short break, I want to go back and start again and talk to you about some other things that you can do to help create an income for yourself. And also remember, in today's marketplace, if you want to start a business, you are going to be unable to find banks that are going to be able to fund your business. So look for things that you can do and ways that you can be creative about raising the money you need to build your business, but also to take care of your bills that you have so you can continue to live in the lifestyle you want to live while you build your business. So there are a lot of things that you can do and ways that you can, and avenues that you can do, but you need to be able to put the package together and work the package accordingly. And that is what we are going to be discussing in this last half hour. For instance, there are a lot of gifting programs that have been around for years, but new ones are currently cropping up because, remember, in Christianity, they tell you, and that's why in the services they pass around the plate for you to donate to, is to pay it forward, because whatever money you pay out, it will come back to you in tenfold. So there are several gifting programs out there that people are taking part in with the idea of paying it forward. And think about it. If you just start out paying someone, say $5, and you have five people giving you $5, then guess what? You're going to have $25. Now, what if not only you have that going for you, but you have a plan that can really help you put yourself into getting more money? And what I want to do is discuss some plans that are out there that can really help put you into thinking about using that avenue as a great way to raise money for yourself. Now, there are some programs where you can do the gifting by sending it out in the mail. And these programs are really great because what you're able to do is you're able to put yourself into an avenue which allows you to control what your income is, where you expect to be in the next few years, how you want to look at things and put it all in perspective for yourself, and look at ways that you can look at things that can really get you into the idea of making extra money for yourself and also helping other people. Because if you remember what it is, these things have been around for centuries, because there have been people that always, if you look back over the past years, how many times were extended families all living together? Think about it. If an extended family lived together, guess what happened? They all were willing to help each other, think of some things, or help each other, and you never had to worry about whether or not you needed a place to stay, or whether you needed a place to food to eat because your family was there. Well, the thing is, if you didn't go to your family, then what did you do? You went to the church. And then what did the church do? Usually they had a certain area that they really worked at, and they really put things together and helped you get to, you know, helped you out in need. Say if you had to worry about whether or not you had the money to pay your bills if you had the money to pay for the food that you ate, You know, the government can help you just so far, but you have to be willing to go to the next level and help yourself. And so these may be some things that you might need to look at and think of some things that can really help you. And what I want to do is tell you about a plan that's called 14 Eagles, because this is a program that has used the concept of paying it forward. And when you first get into the program, you only need $6 to get started. What you do is they will give you the names of three people that you gift to, and you gift each of them $2, which totals out to $6. And it's called 14 Eagles because you would have 14 people returning gifts to you. And so you would initially start out with each of them sending you $2 on round one. And then when you had 14 people sending you $2, that totals out to $28. When that occurred, then guess what? You keep $21 out of that $28, and that means that you have made $7. That may not sound a lot to begin with, but think about it. It only increases over time, because in step two, you get three people $7, which totals $21. But then you're having 14 people gift you $7, which totals out to $98. So guess what? Now your profit is $8 because you keep $90 out. The third time you're sending three people $30. Well, guess what? When you have 30 people sending you $30, when you have 14 people sending you $30, then you make $420. But then you keep out $300 and you keep $120 for yourself. So see how it's increased, but it takes to the third level till it really increases. And then what you're doing is you're going to send those three people, and they may not always be the same three people, but then you're going to send each of them $100. And that totals out to $300. Well, great. So guess what? At that level, not only you're gifting $100 to three people, but you have 14 people gifting you $100. And that totals out to $1,400. And at this level, you then keep out $600 and you keep $800 for yourself. So see, it gets down to the fourth level where you've really made some money, but it will take some time to get there. But in the first three levels, because you're only gifting $2 each and $7 each and $30, you could probably do that within a week, simply because guess what? If you may be paying it forward out of your own money, but it will come back to you tenfold as time goes on, and it may take some time till you have the people who are gifting you get up there, but guess what? Eventually, it will become more consistent over time, because then once you get into step five, then you're gifting three people $200, which totals out to $600, and you're having 14 people send you $200, which totals out to $2,800. So guess what? Then what you're going to do is take out $750, so you're keeping $2,050 for yourself. And then the last step, which you then repeat on a weekly basis, is you're sending three people $250, and then you have 14 people gifting you $250, which totals out to $3,500. Now, at this level, you keep repeating yourself, So at that level, you're making $2,750 a week, and you're keeping out $750, and then you're sending three people $250 each. So if you keep repeating yourself and you keep participating in this program, then guess what? On a weekly basis, you can have $2,750 a week coming in. So what this does is it helps you to get extra money that you need, money that you want to put into a business, money that you want to give to other people that can help them, and maybe even donate to the nonprofit organization of your choice to help them build their business and help people who might not be able to do what you do. So there's ways to help people, and there's ways to do things that can really put you at a level that could get you the income that you really want. But you have to be creative today, and you have to look for alternatives that are going to really benefit you and help put you at that next level of where you want to be. So it's a matter of thinking of some things that you can really do. And what I think I need to do is also give you that website that you can go to. And that website is www.14eagles.com/GNANCY. And again, that's 14eagles.com/GNANCY. And that may help you think of and help you to get the funds that you need to pay, not only that you would pay it forward to help someone else, but you would also be able to help yourself and think of some things that you could do that can also benefit someone else and help them get ahead. And it may also, remember, this is something that you do every week in the church anyway. So there's always things that you can do that you don't always think about. And there's also a program that's called Good Samaritan that you can use and do the same thing. And there's another plan that's called Family Blessings that can help you, that is doing similar things. Only those particular programs are using AlertPay as an avenue where you transfer funds onto someone else's account, and so that it's not anything that you have to cash out. But guess what? If you do that and you have six people consistently giving you, and what these plans are setting up is when they set it up where you're giving a name to forward money onto, that you already have six people that you know are going to be forwarding the same amount to you. And then guess what? The next level it increases, at the next level it increases, to the point that what's going to happen is that you are going to find that you don't have to worry about the programs that are going to, that it can help you get yourself out of the financial bind that you're in. And it's also going to help you think of some ways that you can help yourself. So think of some of the things that you can do that can really help you put yourself in the next level of where it is that you want to be today and how you can secure income for yourself. So there's many avenues that you can go in, but you have to be creative. You have to look for them. You have to think of some of the things that you can do that can really put you where you really, really want to be, and how you can do the things that can really get you where you want to be. But you have to be creative. You have to think about ways that you can really help yourself today. You are not looking for ways that you're going to go out there and help someone else, but you have to think of some of the things that you can do that can really help you get to where it is that you want to be. And think of the things that you can do that can really get you into where it is that you want to be and how you can plan those things and think of those things and how it's going to help put you into the next level of where you want to be. So there's so many things that you can do today, but you have to be able to be aware of what it is that you can plan or think about for all of the things that you want to do and where it is that you want to be in the next level of where it is that you are going to be in the future. So let's look at some of the things that can really help you get to that level of where it is that you expect to put yourself in the next few years and how you are going to help yourself get to that next level. And remember, be creative. And let's think about it. We've got about another 14 minutes. And let's go back and let's review some of the things we've talked about. We've talked about where the job market is. We've talked about how you can use and be creative about starting a job for yourself and building into a career. And how you can learn to think outside of the box when it comes to finding an income that can really help you secure and finance a business and still keep yourself living at the level that you want to live at. So there's a lot of things that you can do, but you are going to have to figure out how you can make it all work for yourself and how you can put it in a level that can really help you get to where it is that you really, really want to be and how you can put your business at the level that you want to be. So what I want you to do is sit down tonight and write out a plan for yourself. Look at what it is that you've been doing for years. What is it that you really love to do? How can you take that and make a career out of it today? And that means putting a plan, setting goals for yourself, and making it all work for you today. And look for things that you can do that can really put yourself into the next level. And look for ways that you can make it all successful. And then I want to go back in the last few minutes and tell you a little bit about what makes me an expert on this topic and how I've had to do this for myself. Excuse me. When I entered the workforce, there were few opportunities for people with disabilities. And I knew that I was not going to sit home and be on SSI or Social Security and just vegetate. I wanted something more out of life. I wanted to be active in life. I wanted to pursue goals. So I sat down and I looked at what my education was. I looked at what it is that I had a passion for. And I knew that and what it is that I have training in. And I had training in doing group therapy. Plus, I was always very good at speaking and getting up in front of people and doing presentations and found myself feeling very comfortable doing that. Now, a lot of people don't feel comfortable doing that. And if you don't, then guess what? You can learn how to be good at that. You can go to Toastmasters. You can join professional group where you learn the skills of speaking from the platform. You also take some courses where you learn how to write training programs. And let me tell you something. No matter what business you're in, we're all salespeople because we're all selling ourselves. Even when you're out there looking for a job, you are selling yourself to someone. So whether we realize it or not, we really have to get in touch with who we are and where we come from because we have to learn to perfect our skills. And no matter what we're doing, we're always marketing. The problem is that when people think about marketing, they think it technically about working for a company and selling that company's product. They don't realize that whenever they go out and try and get a job, guess what? You're selling, you're only selling yourself as opposed to a product. That's why if you really understand what the product is and how other people can use it and you learn how to sell, then you can almost sell anything. The thing is to feel comfortable in front of a group doing a presentation, because when you feel comfortable, then guess what? People are going to be drawn to you, and when they're drawn to you, then guess what? They're also going to be able to, and they're going to want to buy what you have to sell, whether you're selling information, or you're selling a service, or you're selling a specific product. And guess what? You can also create a product for yourself that are your own products. And you need to figure out a way that you're going to sell something that gives you an avenue to work in multiple streams, because you can sell to groups of people, you can sell to individuals, you can sell a specific physical product, but because everything is sold through the internet today, guess what? It's delivered digitally, and when it's delivered digitally, people get it immediately, and when they get it immediately, it's like going into a store, picking up something, and being able to feel and touch it. And that gets, and then once you've built rapport and a relationship with someone, guess what? They are going to come back and they're going to buy from you on an ongoing basis. So remember, selling today is all based on relationship selling. That's what makes multi-level marketing work, or network marketing, is that the basis upon which that started out and was proven by Amway was that it was, yeah, it was selling soaps, and yes, it was selling specific products, but because you would bring a group of friends that you knew and they knew you and they could use your product, then guess what? They would buy from you. And then what was happening was you were buying it at wholesale, you were selling it at retail. And once they found out how good the price was, they could either purchase from you on an ongoing basis and paying you the retail price and giving you the opportunity to earn the income, or they could become a distributor. When you brought someone in as a distributor, you would lose that money that you were making by selling to them retail, because they were also selling, buying at wholesale. But guess what? When they took and sold the products to their friends and a group of people that they knew that you didn't know, then guess what? You got residual or a percentage off of what they were selling. So even though you lost that margin of income by selling to them directly, you made up for it as a passive income. So see, this is why network marketing has been proven to work, because more and more people are working from home today. They're no longer working a 9-to-5 job and looking at network marketing as a way to make extra income. This has become their source of income. So think of some of the things that you could do that can really help you and put you at the level that you want to be in income, and put you in a place that can really help you get to that next level of what it is that you want to do for a business. So there are avenues that you can look at but you need to be open to them. You need to look at them as ways that can really help you get to that next place in life and how you are going to benefit from it and what you're going to do that's going to really get you to that next level of the workplace and how you are going to expand what it is that you currently do and how you can put yourself into that level of being the go-to person who's the expert that can help someone else be successful. That's why I want to remind you, if you need help, if you want to be part of a mastermind group, if you need to be coached to help you individually, then you can go to my website, and that website address is the number one, personalcareercoach.com, or you can send me an email, and that email address is succoach@yahoo.com, and send me an email and ask me and think of some questions that you need answered, that you need help in, and see if there is anything that I could do to help you, because I'm looking to build relationships with people. And here's another thing to think about. When I was in high school, because there were no laws, and even earlier, because the laws that guaranteed people with disabilities the right to an education came into existence in 1977. Well, guess what? In 1973 was when I would have graduated college and entered the workforce. Well, because of my disabilities and the fact that there was no special education at the time, or that my teachers did not understand that I learned differently, I struggled through school. So it took me a little bit extra time to build and get the education that I needed. But all of a sudden, now that it's 40 years after we graduated high school, I've had people that, because the environment and the times have changed, and the fact that they understand what disabilities are, then guess what? They're coming back now and they're willing to be my friends because they remember who I was, because I was the one who stood out because I was different. And there were, because there were no laws guaranteeing people with disabilities the right to an education at the time, then guess what? There were no other people like me in the school. So I always felt different. But it was not the fact that I was teased by the kids in school that affected me as much as it was the negativity that went on in the home, and the fact that I had a family that would sit there and tell me, you're helpless, you're worthless, you can't live on your own, you can't think for yourself, you're going to fail. And because of all of that negativity, I struggled in school, and they were not the support system that I needed. They're still not the support system I needed. So I had to create a support system for myself so that I could be successful in the workplace. And since I'm going down into the last minute of the show, what I want to do is remind you that you can come back next week, and we will be talking about creating financial security during a struggling economy. Because when you think about it, everyone today is looking for a way to have financial security. And you can't look at the old tried and true way to do that. You have to think of some things that you can do that can really help you get to that next level.